The post of Milwaukee County Executive is nonpartisan, but Walker briefly ran for governor as a Republican and is thought to want to run for higher office again. Taylor is very active with state Democrats. UW-Milwaukee political scientist Mordecai Lee says next spring's race could also play a role in next year's presidential contest in Wisconsin by the way it brings together grassroots supporters.
When people run for president, they very much like to get endorsed by mayors and county execs because they think that those mayors and county execs can deliver a ground game. So I think the significance here is that is there going to be a Milwaukee County grassroots organization that tilts Republican and conservative or liberal and Democratic?
Taylor would become the first African American to head Milwaukee County government and quite likely any county in the state. Lee says in order to win over both city of Milwaukee and suburban voters, Taylor may have to copy the success of African-American Congresswoman Gwen Moore and appeal to conservative Democrats, both black and white.
Perhaps she would talk to them about the fact that, yes, it's true that my opponent has had a tax freeze and your taxes haven't gone up, but when was the last time you were at one of the county parks, and how do you feel about how the parks look these days?
Walker will apparently try to win black votes, too. This week he's endorsing an effort to improve mental health services for local African Americans. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.